King with Kill Radio's own space brother, Greg Bishop.
Killradio.org, that's another pirate organization, isn't it?
No, it's an internet radio station.
Hey, out there in radio listening land, all you lucky listeners, I see that our website is down. I have corresponding news from out in the world, and I just looked for it myself, and it says my connection has been timed out. So, if you are listening, you are a lucky, lucky listener. Maybe you're listening on your phone, or maybe your player connects directly in with our live stream. But in the meantime, we may be website-less today. I don't know. Do a little of this and a little of that. I am expecting Tucker Booth later on in the program. He is still en route. But in the meantime, I thought you might enjoy a little video that I discovered on the web. Every time I click this YouTube video, it puts Tucker 1/5 of a point closer to winning a van, a tour van from a Chevy dealership in St. Louis. So I think that's a wonderful thing. I would do my part to help my fellow man get through and enjoy their life and move ahead. I think high tide raises all boats. Of course, I, in the meantime, have been desperately looking for a job. Not to look desperate, of course, but still and again, desperately looking. Trying all different kinds of websites and talking to people like I was last week. And trying to get something rolling. I have come to be of the opinion that applying at websites, applying online, responding to ads, is in all likelihood folly. Because so many people are out there looking for work, and every ad gets literally hundreds of responses. So if you don't respond within about the first half hour of that ad hitting the airwaves, then you're lost in the crowd. We fall back on the old Hollywood method of knowing somebody. And if you don't know somebody, you're probably screwed. I don't know. Unless you have, you know, a degree and a vocation in a trade that people are looking for people. I don't know. Somehow I managed to work 40 years or so and managed to squeak by without a degree, mainly because I was working full-time all that time and didn't really have time or the money on what they pay to get ahead and pay tuition and take classes and all that, which probably takes years longer than if you were just a student. My daddy never put me through college. Life goes on, doesn't it? Life does go on. Well, anyway, let's try this little video here. It is 6 minutes and 47 seconds. All right, let's see how this works.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the next president of the United States, running on the no-party people ticket. Because if they're not going to throw a party, why would you vote for that party? Introducing Tucker Booth!
Yeah, I just got done shooting 18 holes with Joe Biden.
Very good, sir.
Whipped his butt.
Glad to hear it.
All right. Yeah. Guitar in hand, think I'll play some Odelay. Since Beck gave me the rights for my campaign, I don't care what these media analysts say. Run against this 5-foot rapper and you get flamed. Inhale my breakfast, you can bet I clean my plate. Then exhale song straight down Eastgate Avenue. Prance through the loop just to tag a few spots in St. Louis. Even words like Maya Angelou. People want something new, they always do. With dude busting like,
who the heck are you?
Tucker Booth for president, Tucker Booth for president. Tucker Booth for president. Listen, friends, if we weren't all infatuated with sex, the economy wouldn't be ass inflated. Ain't gay marriage the greatest? Arnold wanted me terminated.
Oh,
I was almost assassinated. The date is the time, and that's right now. Let's kick Illuminati out of office and raise some eyebrows.
Tucker Booth for president. Tucker Booth for president. Tucker Booth for president. Just say no, party people. It's Tucker Booth for president. No, party people. It's Tucker Booth. No party people, it's Tucker Booth for president. No party people, it's Tucker Booth for president.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next president will be having parties because he wants to have a party.
It's the return of the guitar rocking, folk hip hopping, sure shot jocking, guest couch flopping, White House mocking, deep bag blocking, MC who runs point on the joint like John Stockton on some nine non stopping, song brom dropping, prom mom stocking, wee whoop coughing, sick slick talking, sick hip hopping, hella great headed state as old school as the Walkman. In 04 he get ready for war like Tupac and Liberated Rickard Gator rap clips with real talking. Critics bitch, they said his disc was not popping. They claimed it need more cowbell like Chris walking. Talk was all like
nothing shocking.
So we hugged the block and stopped the cock blocking and OC chopped them. Won more awards than Philip Seymour Hoffman. Talker booth for president, hip hop Sandy Kaufman.
Yes, it's you know who.
Talker truth coming soon to a speaker near you. The resurrection, Mr. President Part 2. Repping the section with all of my heart, dude.
Yes, it's Mr. Booth.
Taking it strong to the hoop from Maplewood to the loop. I run game on the lane, strong like Timberland boots. So take your best shot, money. Go ahead, come on, shoot.
We're clear.
Oh, they must have been shooting at somebody else. Okay. All right. You know what we really need when people are shooting at us? We need some love. Where's the love?
Love. She keeps sleeping and the dogs go wide. Cats will play and suns go shine. Please keep thinking that we're just on time. That's on them and that's just fine. We keep singing like we're drunk on wine. Like my love, I'm stuck on mine. We keep falling into luck all night. If life sucks, untuck that tie.
Mama told me not to come, but I came to get mine. Brought my guitar and a drum, and I became sublime. Beautiful beach life living with bleach white children. Ladies and gents, Venice Beach has left the building. And my quest was for a dodecadillion dollars to live like fast living fat children. Chilling like Bob Dylan on penicillin. Ready and willing to shatter the glass ceiling. Got love for those still picking up the pieces. Got love for the prestigious God and his son Jesus. Love for Kelly and Regis, Butthead and Beavis, Martin Luther King Jr. and all that he teached us. And now as I lay me down to sleep, I pray that the Lord my soul to keep. Your time is now and I don't need 40 ounces to be free. Loving is what I got and it's for all eternity. Say,
loving is what I got. I said, remember that. I said, loving is what I got. I said, remember that. I said, loving is what I got. I said, remember that. I said, loving is what I got.
You remember that? I was raised on the banks of the muddy Mississippi, KC95 and black label whiskey under sycamore trees with the big fuzzy leaves and Anheuser-Busch beer that you could smell on the breeze.
Cherokee.
Yes, sir, south side to the bone. I forever have love till my blood runs cold. Dedicated just to working man, sweating for a buck. One love, man, my neighborhood produced no chumps. Listen up, this is me, Talker Booth, MC, J-Talk, Intellect, getting down to the beat. Now kick it once for the sunshine.
Twice for the rain.
Three times for the money and the music and the pain for the straights and gays of any shape or shade. Bob Marley, Marcus Garvey, and
Cassius Clay, bro.
I do this from the heart for the beats and rhymes. Baby, love is love, love. Let's hear it one more time, cause
loving is what I got. I said, remember that. I said, loving is what I got. I said, remember that. I said, loving is what I got. I said, remember that. I said, loving is what I got. To remember that sheep keep sleeping and the dogs go wide. Cats will play and the suns go shine. Eaves keep thinking that they're just on time. That's on them and that's just fine. We keep singing like we're drunk on wine. Like my love, I'm stuck on mine. Me deep falling into luck all night. If life sucks, untuck that tie.
Say loving is what I got. I said remember that. Say loving is what I got. I said, remember that. I said, loving is what I got. I said, remember that. I said, loving is what I got. Remember that.
What I got.
Remember that.
What I got.
Life, 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 life is love, 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 love. So just remember, if you're dissatisfied with the state of the current politic, consider writing in Talker Booth for president in 2012. Peace.
Thank you.
Hey, and thank you. Thank you. Okay, now, all you people out there listening, all of you many people out there listening, if you haven't done it already, go on YouTube and look up Tucker Booth featuring Jay Toth performs TDB Presidential Medley on the Chevy Music Showcase. Do the man a favor. It's all on a goodwill tour, you know. It's all for the good of all, for the good of all, because it will lead to bigger and better and greater things for all of us. Anyway, so now what else do I got here? Well, I had some other Jonathan Toth that I could pull out here. A very interesting skater CD that fell into my hands. This is Sick Boys, DJ Crucial, and Jonathan Toth from Hoth. That unmistakable voice. Oh, and he's wearing a Frozen Foods t-shirt on the cover, too. They're little shorty short songs. As I haven't listened to the whole CD, only listened to the first few. And they're good. They are good. I'm going to go for selection number 7 only because it's called Fuck Yes.
Sense of dimensional space. Had to be gravity to manage the plan of the present state. I do squats with heavy weights to stay in the best of shape. And daily prayer keeps me balanced like a pound of my flesh for a pound of what God knows best. It's not a rumor. I listen and let the divine suggest it. Thus, when I win, I'm like Ray Simmons. I bear witness to it with every action fluid. Like agility and me are in collusion. I'll do it, Dad. Thanks for the fusion of blue metal and polyurethane solution. Yeah, I skate.
We're gonna do that with
the
slide or something.
I'll prove it.
What? What is that? That's a pump, sir. Come on up. Right on. He doesn't know what's happening. He cracked his head on the front side.
Thank you.
Oh, that was enjoyable. I'm going to go on to the next one, which is called Nobody Loves Me Like Nike Does.
What kind of board is that?
Jeff Kendall by Santa Cruz.
Why'd you put your grip tape that way?
He did it in the video.
Is that a homemade lace protector?
Well, what's wrong with that?
First came the posers who called me a poser. But Mike V was on my very first poster. That Ollie Airwalk in the Dayglo gear. But Mom bought me clothes that she wanted me to wear. Next came the parents hoping the phase was over. There's no way he'll still be doing this when he's much older. You need team sports, learn to follow orders so you don't break the rules. And stay within the borders. But even with the borders, beef got to stewing. Power Peralta had the illest crew brewing. Vision streetwear is what the public was consuming. And when Steve Rocco called those companies commercial Judas's, a hush came over the crowd. Is that right?
Yeah, world industry, bitches.
Cat fight.
He made the big companies look like bad guys.
Independent first pop rock, first punk rock. Those punks sold out, caught in the crop dust. 89 Gold Rush showed us the thoughts of what a 14-year-old wants in his product. But in the rest of the world, eyes were watching, taking strange notes, conjuring stock options. Could skateboarding be a cash cow from Compton like NWA? Elementary, my dear Watson. They're even chased by cops for trespassing. Usually white, upper class, and live the fastest. The whole state of Cali one time went and banned it. That's hating from a large portion of the planet. But it's cutting-edge sports, extreme by nature. You know you're onto something when the public smells danger. I bet you this generation's anger creates the next setting for a boom of Generation X skaters. And Nike was sold and hopped to it. Skateboarding's like an open door and we got a shoe in. But all the griping board companies were doing got focused on Nike and a
we hate you.
So no shoe got in that time. But big business has the patience of a landmine. And years later when we all saw the ads theme, what would happen if we treated all our other athletes like skaters? Oh, they scored big points. Next thing you know, they even scored sick boys. They got crazy paid to skate and make their kicks noise. I won't hate, that'd be this kid's choice. So Nike wins,
hands down.
We're another sphere of influence it has now. But at least skaters made him do it our way. I guess they're pretty smart, aren't they?
Nobody loves me.
Why they cost an arm and a leg.
Come here, boy, say something. You punk, now get out of here.
SB Dunks.
Oh, well, that was enjoyable. I like that. Always like Jonathan Toth. He is just a musical genius. He really is. And he produced a skate CD, The Sick Boys. So I bet you it's on thefrozenfoodsection.com. I bet it is. Yep, it's down here at the bottom of the CD. There it says. Yep, you could probably listen to it for free if you really wanted to. It's good stuff. Very clever. Now, in my tradition of always trying to bring you new music, so I'm not playing the old tired music over and over again, we have a recent submission here at the station called The Books of Fate. And I think the band is called Memory. Don't Know a Thing About Them. There's a beautiful bumblebee on the cover of the CD. And I always like to play music that people send us, even if I've never heard it before. So this is going to be a real crapshoot. We will listen to it together. Okay, here we go. The first cut is... Open up the CD here. Do. It's not too clear on what it's called. Memory. Oh, well, this one is called Memory. Oh, okay. Interesting lyrics. Okay, here we go. Here we go. It fades out like that.
Fades away on the hour, dreadful hour.
Was lovely, wasn't it? Oh, it was very poppy. I don't know. I think people send CDs out to radio stations thinking that they're trying to get on the top 40. That's not our intention here at killradio.org, especially not on the Not So Shy John News show, where I tend to play the off the wall stuff. So I've got some of that lined up, but before I go on here, I thought I'd read you this little bit out of the paper here, a newspaper that I got from Tucker on Monday. This is the Epoch Times Southern Californian edition. And I won't go into the gory part, maybe later, about how China is harvesting organs from live Falun Gong people that they have in labor camps. Before I go there, Halloween's over, I'm going to read this from the want ad section, the quote-unquote jobs section here. Is this little article called Desperation is Not Attractive, which is probably also true in dating. This is Desperation is Not Attractive as Far as the Job World Goes by Margot Carmichael Lester, Monster contributing writer. And I don't even go on Monster. It's too much trouble. Anyway, it says, if you've been unemployed for a while... I wonder who I'm talking to out there. I have 9 listeners right now. If you've been unemployed for a while, you may be feeling a little desperate, especially if your unemployment is running out at the end of December. But letting that feeling show during your job search can be the kiss of death. So what exactly distinguishes desperate job search behavior from proactive behavior, and how can you avoid the former? When candidates are feeling desperate, negative, or cynical, the employer can smell it a mile away, says Ford Myers, author of Get the Job You Want Even When No One's Hiring. Desperation is a total turnoff. Instead of opening more doors for the job seeker, these behaviors close doors to new opportunities. We asked hiring managers and others to share their experiences with desperate job seekers and offer tips on how to avoid crossing the line. I guess they're speaking straight to my heart here. Starting out with a section called Blatant Self-Promotion. A recent LaSalle University graduate got a lot of media coverage by handing out his resume to people passing in cars in Philadelphia. Bad idea, Myers says. Don't spread a resume around like confetti, he says. It will give the impression that you're begging for any job. Instead, Myers advises job seekers to approach their search by changing the conversation from I need a job to I can solve problems for your business. Stymied job seekers would be wise to step back and take stock of their true value in the working world. Try to pinpoint the qualities that make you unique. Oh, then they wouldn't hire me for sure. This boosts the confidence of candidates and positions them to behave more professionally and appropriately, he says. If job seekers are unable to identify and articulate their value, a good career coach can help package them for a more effective search experience. Oh, I don't know if he's talking to me or not. Next section is called Extreme Follow-Up. Jeff Vaught, president of Transition Essentials, a career consulting firm in Michigan, remembers being hounded by a desperate job seeker a few months ago. Only a few hours after setting up the interview, the candidate called to confirm, he recalls, and then again at midnight that same day, leaving a voicemail that he was too excited to sleep. It didn't end there. He also called again at 7:30 a.m. the next morning. Vaught canceled the interview and didn't reschedule. The lack of common sense of appropriate business etiquette made it difficult to imagine him working for the company, he says. The desperation raised a lot of red flags. A better approach would have been to make one follow-up call to confirm the interview, ideally first thing the morning of the appointment. That would have shown a better sense of etiquette as well as a concern for my schedule, Vaught notes. Overall, this would have revealed an individual who was being professional and enthusiastic about the position without crossing the line into desperation mode. Next section, crazy talk at the interview. When you do meet potential employers, be mindful of how you present yourself, cautions Richard Larimer, CEO of New York City-based RLMPR. Language is everything, he says. People act as though they are being cute, and so they say what they think we want to hear instead of what distinguishes them from the crowd. It's the adorable ways folks say, I'm so perfect for you, I can't take them seriously. Here are some of the ridiculous lines Larimer has heard over the years. If you hire me, I'll do anything, and I mean anything, to make this work. These are all things not to say. It's true that every journey starts with a cute pair of shoes, and I have that pair. My whole life has been leading to this job. Let's do it. I'm a future star. Why shouldn't you have the advantage first? What he does take seriously, though, is straight talk. If you know why you're good, show me, don't tell me, he says. Provide quantifiable examples of how you could help the business meet goals. Those who explain themselves in a cool and deliberate way get my attention, he says. Finding the fine line between being proactive and seeming desperate can be tough, but staying on the proactive side is crucial to job search success. It's a fact that assertive rules the day, and especially in hard times, Larimer says. But man, some of the things people do to get attention are shocking, and I wonder who taught them that. You can already see how much training they're going to need to get into shape. Why would we hire them? Good question. Enough of that. But, you know, this is the Not So Shy John News, so, you know, I have to share a little bit of news with you anyway. Anyway, back to the action here. I have this set of CDs called the Dr. Demento Basement Tapes, I have to kind of approach them at arm's length. I never know what to expect. I still don't, but I'm going to take a chance here. I found a song called Let's All Get Demented, and it's by Ivor Biggin. Ivor Biggin. I have an Ivor Biggin song that I won't play for you. I think Ivor Biggin is the one who did I'm a Wanker, isn't it? And I'm always pulling me pud. But anyway, and then after that, I'm going to play a song called An Axel Christmas from the Sponge Awareness Foundation. So let's get this party started. Here we go.
When Mum locked me in the coal shed after the incident with the chainsaw and the latex rabbit and the girl guides in the tent, she fed me pancakes under the door. She gave me a radio. I drool and smile and swivel that dial to the Dr. Demento show. I've stayed tuned in for 20 years, but now it's plain as plain. Oh, come on, Mum, and let me out. Compared to him, I'm sane. Well, bless my little pointed head, I'm howling at the moon. I'm nutty as a fruitcake when the doctor plays my tune. Dimensions and dementites from St. Lou to Sacramento. Know the weirdo with the beardo that the kids all call Demento. Listen each week and you might just freak and your senses will grow dim. You'll hit that crackpot jackpot and end up just like him. Calling all the funny farms, it's crazy time again. Bring out the beer, the doctor's here to scramble up your brain. Oh, 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 he's the guy, the reason why your funny bone was invented. If you're inclined to lose your mind, well, let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O, Dr. Demento.
He's the chap that Norman Bates would take home to his mum with songs about dead puppies and fish heads. Crazy words and crazy tunes, Spike Jones and a little bit of punk bear. He don't give a about middle of the road unless there's a dead skunk bear. Flo and Eddie, Cheech and Chong, and discs that won't go platinum, sung by folks that they keep locked up so other folks can't get at them. Calling all the crazy houses, every padded cell. I've run amok, I'm Donald Duck.
Napoleon as well.
My radio brings me that show that keeps me so contented. I'm king of the Zulus, I've got a screw loose. Let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O, Dr. Demento.
Exactly, A-2-Zackily, it's Barnes and Barnes the Goons. Steve Martin, shaving foam and National Lampoon.
They're coming to take me away!
A geek with a neck like a pencil. Monty Python, Loudon, Wainwright, Gumby, Ogden, Edsel. Zappa and Elvira and Weird Al Yankovic. It goes to show that Demento is one weird son of a... Calling all around the world, it's time to get delirious. Try Dr. D, and then you'll see.
You cannot be serious!
If you complain that he's insane, he'd be so complimented. Don't touch that dial, go hog wild, let's all get demented.
D-E-M-E-N-T-O, Dr. Demento.
Well, that sounded mysteriously like a commercial, didn't it?
We can finally have some fun. We'll sing heavy metal carols and keep the presents for ourselves. We'll send Slash to the North Pole and let his snakes play with the elves. It's an Axel Christmas. It's a hard rock holiday. So we're all singing welcome to the jungle all the way. We'll sleigh ride over Paradise City, and if we're feeling rude, we'll burn down all the Christmas trees and then we'll get tattooed. Santa's workshop wired for MTV.
course now she's a sweet child of mine. She said no more free gifts, they want this stuff, they'll have to buy it. And if they try to take my picture, then we'll have a Christmas riot. I said, Axel, you are doing this all wrong by my deduction. You know, Santa never had this kind of appetite for destruction. It's an Axel Christmas, it's a Hard Rock holiday.
Down all the Christmas trees and then we'll get tattooed. That was nicely short, wasn't it?
To show how much I love you, darling, I would shoot the mayor. They'd lock me in a psycho ward, but I wouldn't care. I'd stroll into that courtroom in my straitjacket and tie. And when they put me on the stand, here's what I'd testify. I'd say I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. Yes, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy about you. I'm so crazy, crazy, crazy. Yep, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm so crazy, crazy, crazy about you. To show how much I love you, I would drive into a crowd, run some people over, and scream your name out loud. I'd sacrifice an animal and leave it at your door. I'd paint a pentagram and blood upon an altar floor. Because I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. Yes, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm so crazy, crazy, crazy about you. Call me crazy, crazy, crazy. But I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm so crazy, crazy, crazy about you. And all across the land I'll be a celebrated loon. The story of my twisted love will be a TV movie soon. To show how much I love you, I would set a school aflame. Telephone the media and tell them all your name. I'd take a bunch of hostages and make the governor say on TV that I loved you, then I'd kill them anyway. Because I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. Yep, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. Yes, I'm crazy, crazy, crazy about you. Call me crazy, crazy, crazy. But I'm crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy. Oh, call me crazy.
All these songs are really short. I'm so grateful.
Bake a calico with some sourdough. Boil a tabby that's nice and cloudy. Fry an Abyssinian, in our opinion. Walk a Siamese with some Chinese. Fabulous stew. Persian gray makes tasty souffle. The best part of a Rex is just their necks. Turkish swallowtail goes great with a cocktail. Was a finicky cat.
Him and his fur.
We're eating like that.
The cat in the hat and Sam I am.
We're eating with
green eggs and ham.
I think we saw a putty tat.
We want one now.
That's nice and fat.
We've been licking our chops.
For a cat called Socks.
We'll even eat the litter box.
Chewing a Manx with beans and cranks. Grilled Angora. We love to have Mora. A roadkill, us a cat. Tastes just like a welcome mat.
Mr. Maine Coon could feed the whole room.
Delicious.
That I turned 17, I heard my father say, I bought a motorcycle for your 17th birthday. My friend, he had an old bike, but there's trouble with the clutch. I gave my dad a hug and I said, thank you very much. I took it down the highway, but it never drove too good. I prayed, dear God, please send me a Harley if you could. Then suddenly the bike died, oh, the engine went to hell. Was a piece of crap Suzuki, so it's probably just as well. Now you can have your Yamahas and shove them Hondas too.
Hey!
Bikes, they are for sissies, not for guys like me and you.
Hey!
Riding down the highway with some babies, really fun.
There ain't nothing like it, my Harley Davidson.
Up all my money for to have the best someday. You know one of them bikes that they make in the USA. Now all the hottest babes, you know they love to come my way and ride my Harley Davidson on a Saturday. Now you can have your Yamahas and shove them Hondas too.
Hey!
The bikes, they are for sissies, not for guys like me and you.
Hey!
Riding down the highway with some babies, really fun.
There ain't nothing like it, my Harley Davidson.
We like to go to pig roast and we like to eat the corn. We ride on up to Sturgis for the rally way up north. ZZ Top was in Milwaukee, that was really fun. At the 90th anniversary of the Harley Davidson. Now you can have your Yamahas and shove them Hondas too.
Hey!
But they are for sissies, not for guys like me and you.
Hey!
Riding down the highway with some babies, really fun.
There ain't nothing like it, my Harley Davidson.
The Harley Davidson Polka, as done by the Happy Schnapps Combo. Oh, man. And this was I Was Born
well,
About
I was
10
born
Million
about
Songs
10
Ago.
Well, I was born about 10 million songs ago. I'm the guy who first invented rock and roll. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Pup the Magic Fairy, and I'll ghost the guy who doesn't like my show. I'm the guy who taught Chuck Berry all his licks. I showed Ringo how to hold a pair of sticks. I gave Morrison the choice of a blues or country voice and kept Janis from a life of turning tricks. I told Goodman he should write about a train. I told Brian Wilson not to go insane.
When Mick was very young, I cut off half his tongue, and I tried to keep poor Buddy off the plane.
And I was born about 10 million songs ago. I'm the guy what first invented rock and roll. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Puff the Magic Fairy, and I'll dose the guy who doesn't like my show.
I taught Wonder how to write songs in the dark. I showed Richard how to sing MacArthur Park. Then I did the Harlem Shuffle while I ate a Savoy truffle, and I introduced McGuinn to old Gene Clark. I taught Elvis Presley how to use his face, and I told Phil Lesh he ought to try the bass. I told Owsley to his shock to invest in acid rock, and I launched the Zeppelin into outer space.
And I was born about 10 million songs ago. I'm the guy who first invented rock and roll. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Puff the Magic Fairy, and I'll dose the guy who doesn't like my show.
I taught Hendrix how to fuzz his Strat guitar. I told Jan and Dino Woody was a car. I rented land from Farmer Yasker. They said Mitchell, I said Asker. When I turned around, Sebastian was a star. I told Santana rhythm was the thing. I taught Fabian and Dion how to sing. I sang high notes with Del Shannon, helped the Fleetwoods learn Rhiannon, and I jammed with Clapton till I broke a string.
And I was born about 10 million songs ago. I'm the guy who first invented rock and roll. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Puff the Magic Fairy, and I'll dose the guy who doesn't like my show.
I told Michael Jackson he should learn to dance. I told Two Live Crew that they should take a chance. I turned Motown into funk, I turned the Apple onto punk, and bought Bowie his first pair of skin-tight pants. I told Crosby that he'd best lay off the spoon. I introduced Pete Townsend to Keith Moon. I taught Prince how to jive, taught Springsteen how to drive, and told Dylan not to fret about the tune. And I was born about 10 million songs ago.
Songs ago!
I'm the guy what first invented rock and roll.
Rock and roll!
I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Puff the Magic Fairy.
Oh, that was insane. Obviously, that's a takeoff on a folk song. I got one more Dr. D to go, okay, if you can stand it. This one is called We're Rockin' in the Rest Home in the Year 2030. And this is Pat Sojourner. All right, here we go.
Doctor, I called. I think it's my heart. I don't know. I feel funny. What? I don't want to go to the rest home. I don't know about nobody there. Oh, the Joplin Memorial Rest Home for Aging Rock Stars? Hell, I got a lot of friends there. What? You and my one good ear. You know us old rock stars can't go worth a damn. What? You're going to give me shelter in the rest home in that helicopter there? What? Get in the helicopter? I got Stones? Too much Stones I've been listening to? Well, we're rocking in the rest home in the year 2030. Us old folks play the Rolling Stones because new stuff's too dirty. On Sundays, our hymn books. Yeah, you should see. We sing, Jesus is just all right with me. Now it's old men on the block. Huey Lewis ain't no news. Black Sabbath got religion and they're sitting in their pews. F.T. Hammer runs a rap group for senior citizen sport. Michael Jackson does religious and wheelchairs, raise money for senior sports. We're rocking in the rest home. Rockin' in the rest room in the year 2030. We use the old Fender amps and new stuff's too dirty. Technopop, Nuki Rock, Lollapalooza. Hip-hop, heavy metal, and slash to us, they're a loser. We're gathered in our wheelchairs, rockin' to the music. Cause youth is only skin deep and we sure don't wanna lose it. See that lady in that wheelchair, tapping with such ease? Little do they know it's really Parkinson's disease. We're rockin' in the rest home. We're rockin' in the in the rest home in the year 2030. Cher's finally got chastity. She's no longer flirty. But Donna wrote a book called Incontinence. At first she only told her friends. Now her reputation is resting on depends. The Rolling Stones are gone and they gather no moss. Bruce Springsteen got a conservator, he's no longer the boss. Anthrax got a disease, but the cure filled the voice. Now the Butthole Surfers come down with hemorrhoids. Rockin' in the rest home. Rockin' in the rest home. Rockin' in the rest home. Rockin', rockin', rappin', rockin'. Ozzy Osbourne, did you sneak into the kitchen again and bite off the chicken heads? And stop jumping on your bed or it'll be no drugs tonight. Latoya, get out of the men's dorm right now. Janet Jackson, stop dancing like that. No more Rhythm Nation for you. It'll be another hip hopperation. Tina, what are you drinking? Is that real coffee I smell? You're only supposed to have decaffeinated coffee. Where'd you get that? Don't you chuckle like that before I can get you. Oh, no, you drink the whole darn stuff. You know you're not supposed to have real coffee. Oh, no, slow down. Stop rocking so fast. Slow down. Slow down. Oh, my God. Call the nurse. Call the nurse. No, no. Call the doctor. Slow down. Slow down. Stop. Stop it, Tina. Stop it, Tina. Oh, my God. Another one bites the dust.
Oh, well, that was good and silly. I don't know. I noticed I played two songs in a row where they spent the whole song naming other bands. I had a good laugh. Let's go back through that set here. We did Ivor Biggins doing Let's All Get Demented, which was just a Dr. Demento commercial. Then the Sponge Awareness Foundation doing An Axel Christmas. Oh, I enjoyed that. Ace-T and the Hindenburg Ground Crew doing Crazy, and I think he was. The Defectives doing We Eat Kitty Cats. The Happy Schnapps Combo doing the Harley Davidson Polka. And Stephen Brust from I Was Born About 10 Million Songs Ago. And lastly, Pat Sojourner doing We're Rockin' in the Rest Home in the Year 2030. Well, enough of that. Now, I lined up another song for you. Something that I'm hoping that you'll like. There's this song, I think maybe the Rolling Stones did it, called Shake Your Hips. And the legendary Shack Shakers also did Shake Your Hips, but I'm not going to play either one of those versions. But I have found a Shake Your Hips version by J.D. Wilkes and the Dirt Daubers, which I think is his new band. So let's hear him do Shake Your Hips, because I just love his harmonica playing. Hope you do too. Here we go.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that was a live version, so it was kind of a sloppy recording. So just to do justice to the song, I think I'm going to play a much better recorded version by the same guy. This is J.D. Wilkes with the legendary Shack Shakers doing Shake Your Hips. And by way of a little pre-back announcing, after that I'm going to play Chicken Shit Conformist Like Your Parents from the Dead Kennedys. And then I'm going to play from the South Park, Mr. Mackey singing Carol of the Bells. Slip another Christmas song in on you. And then I'm going to play a long song, stuff you'll never hear on regular radio. Pull this one out of your memory. Do you remember Steppenwolf Monster? Not the website, the country. All right, here we go. Oh, that's more like it.
Magnet away. Heart's not dead, it just deserves to die when it becomes another stale cartoon. A closed-minded, self-centered social club. Ideas don't matter, it's who you know. If the music drive the bright people out of our so-called scene till all that's left is just a meaningless fad. I got the red and dark hair, check me carrying out what we are. Is this a state of mind or just another label? The giant hope of an alternative has become a democracy. What's ripped us apart even more than drugs are the thieves and the goddamn liars. Ripping people off when they share their stuff, when someone falls on their any friends. Harder core than thou for a year or two, then it's time to get. Gangs and thugs. When the thugs form bands, the crew
Hark, hear the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say ding dong and clay. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, weak and a bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is their song. Ding, joyful ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising a sound. Oh, here and there, telling their tale. Gaily they ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
The hunted and weary, chasing the promise of freedom and hope, came to this country to build a new vision, far from the riches of kingdom and gold. Like the Christians, some would burn the witches, later some good slaves to gather riches, but still from near and far to seek a ties with the crown had been broken. Westward and saddle and wagon it went, and until the railroad linked ocean to ocean, many the lives which had come to an end. While we bullied, stole and bought a homeland, we began the slaughter of the red men. But still from near and far to seek America, they came by thousands to conquer the wild. But she just patiently smiled. The spirit in many a way, but its protectors and friends have been sleeping. Now it's a monster and will not obey. The spirit.
It's time we got our heads together and let them know that we're